The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was hungry. The tempter approached him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. These prayerful words come from our responsorial psalm. Psalm 51 are the words of King David, repenting of his sins and begging God to save him from the misery of his wickedness. The primary cause of our miseries is sin. We see the misery sin causes throughout all of salvation history. The scriptures we hear today highlight salvation history from the sin of Adam to the redemption of the new Adam, Jesus our Lord. From our first reading from Genesis, we hear how Adam and Eve gave in to the lies of Satan and fell into the misery of original sin. Our responsorial psalm is the cry of King David, who feels the wretchedness of his sinfulness in the depths of his being. Turning to the Lord as a child in need, he calls out, "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me." St. Paul, in our second reading from his letter to the Romans, eloquently summarizes how death was brought about by the disobedience of Adam's sin. St. Paul reminds us, saying, "For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one Christ, the many will be made righteous." Through Jesus Christ, we receive the abundance of God's grace and the gift of justification. Finally, in the gospel we just heard proclaimed, we heard how Jesus prepared for the beginning of his public ministry by spending 40 days fasting in the desert. Our annual observance of Lent in some mystical way unites us with the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert. Hungry and physically weak after days of fasting in the desert, Satan comes to tempt Jesus. The deceptions of Satan are truly sinister and clever. Notice how he entices a dialogue by questioning the identity of Jesus. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread. As if to say, by not turning these stones into loaves, you clearly cannot be the Son of God, because the Son of God has the divine power to turn stones into bread. Jesus is the Son of God, and he is secure in his relationship with his Father. This is the primary defense against temptation, to be secure in a relationship with the Father who loves his child. You are a beloved child of God. The primordial temptation of Satan is to call into question the love the Father has for you. Notice, Jesus does not take the bait to prove his identity as the beloved Son. He knows who he is and does not need to prove his identity. Jesus does have the power to convert stones into bread, but because Jesus desires to use his divine power for our salvation and not for selfish gain, he responds, "One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." How often have we slaved away for the passing pleasures of this world, only to discover that our hearts are famished? The things of this world do not satisfy the longings of our heart. The more we try to eat up the dusty bread of this world, the more our hearts dry up and become like stones. Thus our hearts grow cold and heavy within us, and our sinfulness becomes the source of our misery, our wretchedness. Listen to the cry of your heart. Your heart is calling out to God in echo to David's psalm. "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt and of my sin, cleanse me." There is a part of your heart that recognizes a need for God. It is demanding repentance. Can you hear it whisper, "I acknowledge my offense and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." The sacrament of holy penance is also called reconciliation or confession. It's a beautiful gift from God, an opportunity for us to acknowledge our offenses before the Lord. In the sacrament of holy penance, our hearts are able to confidently ask the Lord, "A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise." Jesus, as he was dying on the cross, cried out, "I thirst." His thirst was not for temporary relief from a sip of earthly drink. His thirst is the yearning desire of his sacred heart to be in intimate relationship with you. This is what the Sacred Heart promised us through the prophet Ezekiel. In the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, our Lord says, "I will sprinkle clean water over you to make you clean. From all your impurities and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." This promise is delivered to us through the sacraments, through baptism, through confirmation, through the Holy Eucharist, through the sacrament of reconciliation. This promise is fulfilled through the merits of the blood of Christ poured out for the forgiveness of sins. as we cry out today, a clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Jesus, with so much love visible in his warm smile, responds, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. As we prepare to celebrate the Paschal mystery during these Lenten days, let us offer our hearts to the Lord, who in the Holy Eucharist, which we are about to receive, offers us his most precious Sacred Heart, burning with love for you. Amen.